Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu is joining us. Stefan, we're looking at around a September 19th deadline for, you know, a decision to be made, maybe, in NY27. What have you been hearing?
I think the biggest concern right now is getting Chris Collins off the ballot. And from what I understand, it's going to be more difficult than initially thought. You know, the process has been flip-flopped. At first, we were told we got to find a candidate quickly and then focus on the court case, potentially, if Chris Collins is to be removed from the ballot. For what I'm being told, it is going to be a massive Herculean effort just to get Congressman Collins off the ballot. So I would not be surprised if, at the end of the day, Congressman Collins is going to be the nominee in November. And that's fine. I think the most important thing, no matter who the nominee is that it stays in Republican hands. We cannot let a liberal extremist take over that seat in NY27. And I think the voters of the district know that, and they will vote Republican no matter what.
Stefan, it's been maybe 3 or so weeks since you all had the interview at Batavia Downs Casino. All 9 of you at the time went to go interview. What kind of conversations have you had with local Republican leadership since your interview process?
I think a lot of people are getting cold feet because of the fact there's a lot of uncertainty on whether or not Congressman Collins can in fact be removed from the ballot. If there's someone in the state Senate or Assembly that gets off of their respective ballot right now, and then Congress Collins stays on the ballot, they're out of a job. They cannot get back on their respective state Senate or Assembly ballots. So the uncertainty is giving a lot of people pause about whether or not they'll move forward pertaining to the nomination. I mean, it's a big gamble. It's a major risk. If I had to risk giving up my current seat to run for Congress and be the nominee, I don't think I would. You know, I have a family, a wife, a baby, 12-year-old daughter. I would not be taking that risk if it meant potentially losing my current seat if, in fact, Congressman Collins stays on the ballot. So I think there's a lot of cold feet right now with a lot of individuals on whether or not they would pursue the nomination, only because there's zero guarantee that Congressman Collins will be removed from the ballot.
So just to clarify a little bit, do you still want to be running for Congress?
Yeah, I mean, what I've told the town chairs in many instances is that I am the strongest bet and I'm the safest bet. If I am the nominee and Congressman Collins remains on the ballot, there's nothing lost. There's no negative domino effect down the ballot if, in fact, Chris stays on the ballot. That's not the case with others. And our state Senate is hanging precariously by a one-vote majority, so there's a lot to lose if a state senator is chosen, and then in the end, Congressman Collins then stays on the ballot. I think the situation changes by the day and, quite frankly, by the hour, and that uncertainty of whether or not we're getting Congressman Collins off the ballot is really causing a lot of people to pause and think, well, do I really want to lose my current position for a potential run for Congress? And that's why I've made the pitch that I am the strongest bet, you know, based on the fact that I've won 3 countywide elections in 5 years in a very dark blue county. And also, there's nothing lost if Congressman Collins stays on the ballot.
Has anybody said to you when to expect an announcement? I was talking with Langworthy on Tuesday, and he told me that there is the local leadership re-election on Friday, and then they can make a decision from there. So do you think that you could hear something on Saturday or even late Friday night?
It's possible, but highly unlikely. Keep in mind, even if there is a nominee from the 8 county chairs, there's no guarantee that individual will be on the ballot in November. It is a very likely and possible scenario that Chris Collins remains on the ballot and wins in November. I'm not a betting man, but if I were, I do believe there's a strong possibility that Congressman Collins stays on the ballot and wins in November.
All right, Stefan, so what do you do between now and, I guess, early next week? Just wait and see?
I am working hard, being the best controller I can be, raising our baby boy and 12-year-old daughter, and then we wait and see what happens in the coming days and weeks ahead.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.